Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey Wisdom Podcast, everybody. This is your co-host, Tyler Yaw, and today I am with
Chris Kellum.
And our special guest today is
Taylor King, owner of Tailored Construction Services.
Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you coming on.
Happy to be here.
And before we get in too far into your story, Chris, what are we sipping on today?
So, because Taylor doesn't really drink whiskey, she's had Penelope, though.
Yes.
I was gonna say, if you're going to do it, start high.
It was good, but only because that's my daughter's name. So I was like, I have to like this. Like, there was really no other way to drink it other than to be like, I've got to love it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we are going to lower your standards quite drastically.
Right. Yeah.
We pulled out from our crazy collection of all the Crown Royals. We have Crown Royal peach flavored whiskey. Supposedly it's like a limited edition. Surprisingly enough, it's quoted to say, bringing some juicy sweetness to your summer season.
In the middle of winter.
See?
There you go. Best time to do it.
The whiskeys are carefully selected by the master blender and infused with juicy flavor of fresh Georgia peaches. So it's supposed to be delicious. I would assume that this is more of a like true, if you wanted a whiskey in a cocktail in like May, July,
that you don't want with some too sweet heavy. Tea.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy peaches are on the nose with some warm spice and oak.
You know what? You should crack open those
ginger beers
over there. That'd be good with that.
Maybe. Palate's supposed to be ripe, juicy Georgia peaches, touch of creamy vanilla, and some rich Canadian whiskey.
What's the ABV on this thing?
35%.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. So we took you from Penelope down to
had a crown. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm here for it.
All right. So we're going to try it like this, and then we'll try the ginger beer and see if it's
any better.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
Cheers.
Yeah, that peach strong.
That's good.
I can actually get down with this.
See?
Me too. That's good.
So we have to applaud Crown because all of their flavored whiskeys, they do a really good job of having whatever flavor is slated for it.
Mm-hmm.
But as a person who hates hangovers, this is a little too sweet for me.
It does kind of remind me of like a Four Loko. I'm not going to lie.
That's a throwback right there.
You're old enough for Four Lokos?
I am.
Yeah, I want to guess it. You look amazing.
I appreciate that. Good. The lighting behind me, I'm pretty sure.
See? She's hyping me up. I picked the colors.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Taylor.
Yeah. So where to begin? Owner of a construction services company, mother of two, trying to be the best version of myself every single day, which holy cow is the most challenging thing I think that I have ever had to do every day, just trying to become a better version of myself, not only for my employees, for my customers, but for my kids, to kind of see a hardworking mom growing up in front of them. I am just every day trying to figure out the best way to move my business in a positive direction. So right now, working with builders, working with bar owners, which is a new addition as of 2024. I was trying to figure out how to get into the commercial cleaning space and didn't want my employees to have to work at nighttime. So I was like, what businesses operate at nighttime and need cleans during the day? And enter the bar scene. So now instead of going to the bars in the evenings, which I have not done in almost 6 years since I had my first child, but now we're cleaning during the days and starting off downtown, hopefully going to approach the beach bars soon and kind of get them tackled and just kind of keep growing the business that way.
God bless you and your employees.
I know it's definitely different now going into the bars and being like seeing somebody spill a drink and you're like, oh no, don't do that. Right. We have to clean it up the next day. Like, please. Oh, it definitely gives you a different appreciation for our bartenders as well that are cleaning up nightly.
Right.
Thank God for them. We just kind of come in and do a deep clean, stuff that they missed to make sure that when you guys come in, it smells good, looks good, and you're not stepping in sticky stuff.
We appreciate that. Nice.
Yeah. So,
could I interrupt real quick?
Send it.
We may go into this later, but I just wanted to bring up too. I think I saw on your social media that you went to a Tony Robbins thing recently.
Holy cow. Yes.
You were talking about the best version of yourself. And I was like, well, let's go back to that real quick.
Yes. So that is something that was just transformational.
Yeah.
You had 14,000 people in a space that you could literally hear a pin drop in.
Wow.
You had 14,000 people in a space that were crying together, laughing together. I mean, we walked on fire together. That mm-hmm. is a real thing.
I was going to ask if you did that.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
awesome. Did you know Jeff? Did he do it too?
Yes, he did it too. Awesome. So we both did it. It probably looked like a cult or something as we were all like chanting as yeah. we were going to do it because you have to be in the proper mindset to make sure that your feet don't get burned. And the adrenaline rush that you got from doing that was unlike anything else that I feel like I've ever experienced in life. So that event definitely kind of gave me a head start going into 2024. It covered everything from health and wealth and just your mindset in general, how you can be your biggest roadblock in life. You've got to get out of your way in order to be successful. And it was 4 days from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. I think we walked on fire around midnight, 1 a.m. on the first night, which I was not thinking it was going to be the first night when we got there. No, I didn't either. I was like, what?
Maybe day three?
Like, give me a little more time.
Right, yeah.
No, it was full immersion. So hopefully I'm thinking 2025 because he has a bunch of different events that you can go to. I'm going to do a whole year of just Tony Robbins kind of. Nice. Oh, it's almost every other month a different event. So just full immersion into everything Tony Robbins, his motivational speaking, the way that he handles things, the way that he can read people and get people to adjust, to change their mindsets, to be the best versions of themselves is just... I can't even put it into words. It's have you incredible.
Have you heard of Ed Mylett as well?
Absolutely. I listened to his podcast as well.
Did you hear his podcast where he talked about the first time he went to a Tony Robbins, he didn't walk on fire. He got freaked out and he didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm better than Ed Mylett right now.
That was one of those times I'm like, if he was too scared to do it, then I can do anything now if he's where he's at now.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Because Ed Mylett, I mean, The Power of One More, his book, I read that recently.
I got to see him live last year. That was awesome. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's on my list for sure. I would love to see him in person. It's just so hard to find time to see all of these amazing people and to be able to go to their conferences and, you know, make sure you're doing the best that you can be doing in your life and be showing up for the people that you need to show up for.
There's definitely a balance for sure. Cause like if you're just focusing on like the motivation and where it's coming from, you're definitely lacking in your personal space. So it's definitely that good balance.
It is very challenging to find. I don't think I did the best job last year at finding that balance. So this year, I'm very intentional about any trips that I go on, trying to say no to as much as I can, extracurricular type stuff. That way I can be here and grow my business the way that I need to be growing it.
I think it's really funny how a lot of our podcasts just happen to line up appropriately. So the person we interviewed right before you was talking about like any struggles that you may have had in the past getting out of your own way, which you talked about already. And then also... on that same podcast, I talked about just the same thing that you said you just struggled with too. It's like trying to focus on way too many things at one time and like, oh, let me grow in these 900 ways when really you can only focus on yourself in one direction and choosing that one person. And like you said, you're choosing that one person as Tony Robbins. I've chosen that one person as Ben Newman. I know TJ Dunn is choosing Brendan Bouchard, but like just finding that one person that you really connect with and just going after it and finding who you are, find that person you connect with and just run with it. So I appreciate you saying it too. It just kind of connects everything together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that every time that you can find somebody in your life you can view as a mentor or something to help guide you, they do things that you want to do. Eventually, I want to be able to have a room full of people that I'm speaking to and helping. So it's really cool to be able to see somebody that's already gone down that path is helping so many people grow in different ways. And it's really inspirational.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So going back.
Sorry, I interrupted you before.
Yeah,
so. We went on a completely different thing.
Threw off my train of thought. I would have gotten to Tony Robbins.
I know. I'm sorry. I was excited.
Sorry. Don't worry. That's why I had my phone out. I actually have no idea who he is. So
what?
Wow.
Like I've heard of him. Like I've heard the name, but like I'm either I know your name or I know your face
kind of person. Yeah, you wouldn't recognize him. I think I'm not sure if it's still on Netflix, but he had a Netflix special that was called I'm Not Your Guru. Really freaking good. Highly recommend.
That was his date with destiny. Is that like a group that he did? Right. And that's one that I would love to do. They say it's the most transformational one that you can go to.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. I mean, the one when we went, he's in his mid-60s. He had just had eye surgery. And they were like, you should not be going out and doing this right now. And he was like, I'm not going to turn away all of these people that are coming to see me and to get help. And so he did it. Like, and his eye was watering, crying during everything. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the power. Like, yeah. The discipline of like being able to work through that. Incredible. Yeah. I've been trying to work on just discipline in general. And that is, it is hard. It is. I remember trying to take my first cold shower.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
I still hate it.
It is horrible. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed I've started to make myself go to the gym recently. And now I've consistently done it every day for almost a month now.
Oh, great.
And now I'm able to stay in the cold shower longer because my mind is getting stronger. Yep. And that is such a cool thing, just watching your mind grow and grow and grow the more disciplined that you become in other things.
So you're going to do 75 hard, Stan?
No.
Why?
I mean, I have thought about it. I think that doing 75 hard personally is really difficult unless you have all members in your house doing it with you.
So, see, we'll argue this, right?
You got
I'm here for it.
So, both sides. Doing it with somebody is easier.
That's true.
Right?
100%.
But, like you said, you're trying to grow yourself as a person, as a business owner. Doing it by yourself shows that you have more mental fortitude. So, being able to do it outside of other people allows you to be like, I can do this myself. And if you're doing it with someone else and then they stumble, then you're like, well, they stumbled. I can stumble too. And it gives you more of a reason to have an excuse to not keep going and pushing yourself.
That's 100% accurate and true. And I can totally see that side of things.
But you're also like, well, but I'm also if my family's doing it, it's easier.
Well, yes, absolutely. And then also, I mean, I look at my 12-month schedule and I see all of the events, most of them that, you know, I'm sponsoring and I'm with builders. Builders drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just, could I do it? Yes. But do I want to still be able to kind of have that thing in common with them? The drinking part is the hardest part for me. Like everything else I could do, but the having a drink every once in a while at an event that I'm sponsoring, just it makes it really hard.
Yeah.
See, I've become spoiled because I go to bars that make good non-alcoholic drinks and I'm like, well, this would make it so much easier. Now that they're actually making like more and more pieces. So I don't feel left out. Like if we go to the bar and I'm like, like I wanted to come out, but I really don't need a drink. Like I have stuff I need to do. Then I feel like finding a spot, like if you're going to host or sponsor an event, be like, hey, can you do like a non-alcoholic
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know Mr. Bartender, who I hired for our Christmas party, does some non-alcoholic beverages as well. What?
It's all coming together for Chris now. Sorry. Yeah. A lot of conversations of other people that have been on the podcast since your Christmas party.
Oh.
Such as Catherine and Christina.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You're good. You had like a light bulb moment. I'm here for it. I have those all of the time. So.
Like I say, I know names or faces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's funny because it's all coming together for all of us because after your Christmas party is when we had Christina and Catherine on the podcast.
Yes.
The day I didn't make it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun night, but I made sure Mr. Bartender had options for people who don't typically drink. So that is a good point.
Yeah.
Just finding places that have those options to still feel included. So it is on my list of things to do to be a better version of me.
I'm just a devil's advocate.
Yeah. I do that to most people too.
I did fail 75 hard, so it's understandable.
But you can't fail, right? If you mess up, you're supposed to just restart until you get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to do.
You're supposed to. So we did it 2 years
ago. It was 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. So we did it. And I got to a point and I was like doing great. And then something, I can't remember what happened. And I just like, and it was like 10 days left. And I had to like sit there and like support my wife to make sure she got to the end, which is really painful. Cause I'm like, I really don't want it. I don't want to get up and keep working out again. Cause my two workouts were like back to back at night. So like I'd get off of work and I'd do like, I'd exercise outside and like walk my neighborhood, eat dinner, chill for like an hour, and then go back out. So there's no way I'm going to do 75 hard through the winter here.
That would be really tough.
Yeah.
That would be really tough. I try to just work out once a day right now.
Yeah.
See?
And
that's already
that's
huge.
A struggle, but yeah. I have done well. I found that's a gym huge. That's close, so that allows the consistency to be easier. I don't have to be like, I have to go drive half an hour to get to the gym, because I have started new gyms a lot, I'm like, this is it. This is the one.
Yeah.
And since I started going to Mission Fit, which is literally like 5 minutes from my house, it's amazing. It's not even just the location. It's the coaches. It's the people that show up to the gym, because everything you do is partner workout in there. And like, I remember my first time going in, I was like, I don't have a partner. Like, I don't know what to do. And I walked in and there were so many people like, let me be your partner. Let me be your partner. And it has been, it's somewhere where I want to go now. It's like a new kind of like family,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which helps with the accountability piece as well. A few right. of us in there now have a thing is how many times can we go in like this year, and whoever wins is going to get something.
Oh,
so
nice.
It just, the accountability piece. I love some accountability.
Yeah.
It keeps me on track, and it helps keep other people on track too. You're like, I got to go. Mm-hmm. If I don't go, then I'm going to be letting that person down.
See, I never thought about that. Like we had on Emmy it was over a year ago now. And she was talking about like a desolate space for like good food and like grocery stores. And I was just thinking, I'm like, same thing happens for gyms too. Like there's a lot of people who live in like the downtown area where the only real gym is like an old folks workout space. And I'm like, I'm not going to that, or like a boxing gym. And if you're not going to do either of them, it kind of makes it harder.
Absolutely.
Now there's a gym cube outside of our window. But anyway, circling back around to your story.
How'd you get started in
yes.
this business? And actually, what do you provide?
Yeah. So how did I get started? I've been working in the building industry now for about 7 years.
Okay.
And I started off at the bottom, scheduling. But that is where I made all of my connections. Yep. I spoke with builders all day long. And I learned about glass and after paints, which is the first thing that I did. So shower glass, door hardware, bath accessories, that kind of thing. That company got bought by a larger company that then I was able to offer countertops along with all of those things. So my ability to talk to even more builders started to happen. And so all day long, I mean, I was waking up at 4 a.m., starting my day, ending it at 4 p.m. to go get my kid at the time, and then putting him to bed and going back to work because I didn't want to let any of the builders down. So yeah. I was talking to them all day long. Well, scheduling, then it went into sales. Sales went into project management. Project management went back into sales. And at the end of the day, I realized that I wasn't able to provide exactly what the customers needed. They would call me all of the time, no matter what role I was in. And it got to the point where they just started to kind of complain about things that were going on with their builds. It wasn't even that they needed something specifically from me. And they would complain they couldn't get their house finished. So I started to ask questions. What do you mean you can't get your house finished? We can't get it cleaned. We can't get the punch items done. So installing those last minute door locks, adjusting the doors, adjusting the cabinets, some touch up paint. And one day I said, I'm going to start this company and it's going to do all of these things. And I went home, figured out how to get an LLC. I have no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm just going to figure out how to make this work. Started reaching out to all of my builders that I'd become friends with, and they all started to give me a chance. And it just has grown from there. I think the hardest part has been deciding what direction I want to take the business. At first, all my relationships were just with residential builders. And I realized that I needed to expand to do commercial builders as well. And now expanding to working with bar owners. And what we do is we do every kind of cleaning service that you can think of. So on the construction side of things, we do rough cleans, final cleans, touch-up cleans to get it ready for the homeowners to move in. On the commercial cleaning side, we come in and clean the space, deep cleaning to just everyday cleaning, vacuuming, cleaning the bar tops, cleaning the stools, cleaning the air vents, changing the air filters, anything that you need in a commercial cleaning space. And then we also do residential cleans, short-term, like Airbnb rental cleans, which I typically don't say that we do a ton of, but it has started to pick up a lot. And then we do pressure washing. We do exterior job site cleanup, which is something that I picked up towards the end of this year. So builders who are building in already established neighborhoods like Landfall, where the homeowners next door are not exactly happy that a new build is happening right next to them, we come through and make sure that that new build is always in great condition. So we sweep the job site out. We pick up the trash from all of the other trades. We just make sure that the job site is clean. That way those homeowners are less likely to file complaints and then make the builder pay fines. And then the last piece of what I do is punch lists. So think of it like handyman services, anything from drywall repairs, touch-up paint, installing door hardware. I actually have a relationship with a door hardware company so we can purchase the door hardware along with installing it. And just any of those kind of last minute things that you need towards the end of a build or a remodel, we come in and do it. And then me being me, people typically just call me all of the time because of my connections in the building industry. So I can pretty much manage all of the trades on a project from beginning to end, which is why I'm working on getting my general contractor's license.
Oh, wow.
I sit for the class tomorrow. That way.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I just need to get it done. I hate being told no. And with the punch list stuff, I can only, I think they just upped it to $40,000 without having your general contractor's license on a project. But I don't want to cap there. So I'm going to sit for the class tomorrow and hopefully take the test in the spring.
Oh, that's great.
That way I have the ability to do even more.
Right.
So we'll let you finish this bottle.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, I know, right?
If only
I'm going to be in class tomorrow and be like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Yes.
So definitely check out the YouTube version of this because you can see her face just drop.
Just thinking about
from having to finish off a bottle. At least we didn't get the full size. Like we got, I've been drinking for as long as I've been legally allowed to. And I still don't understand measurements in alcohol bottles. Like people are like, oh, hey, I got a pint or I got a handle. And I'm like, but that doesn't have a handle on it. Sorry. I'm just like going down like different rabbit hole.
I don't know any of it. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Does it taste good or not?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Does it taste good or not?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you. Yeah, and it gets confusing when I buy a bottle. It's like 750 milliliters. Okay, now pour 3 ounces into this cup, and I'm like,
I don't know how much that is.
Why are you converting things?
I'm not good at math to begin with, so that would be no good for me.
No.
So one of my questions for you is, it seems like you built a really good network around you when you started, and I think a lot of it you kind of touched on already is from talking to all the builders. We've been drinking all day already. And so how did you make that connection with all of them to make that extra personal connection that you were the person they confided in to tell you what was kind of happening?
Well, I think from the beginning, for me, it's all been about relationships. Mm-hmm. So every time that I talk to somebody, I'm not talking to them to get something from them. Right. I'm talking to them to figure out what I can do for them or what their problem areas are, or sometimes just to listen. Mm-hmm. And I think that people recognize that. Like, she's not just sitting down to have lunch with me to get my business. I genuinely want to form a relationship mm-hmm. with you. And a lot of the times I sit down with somebody who already has a relationship with another cleaning company or punch list company, but I'll still sit there and listen to them because hopefully over time, mm-hmm. maybe something will happen, that person will retire, and then I'm there to fill that void for them. So I think that with the network that I've created, it's just been the time that I've put in to continually make people feel like they matter because they do to me. I genuinely care about the people that I surround myself with, and I genuinely want to help them succeed. And that's the whole reason I started my business, was to help other people succeed, help mm-hmm. other people finish their houses or finish their projects, have one less thing to be stressed out about. I used to think I wanted to be a nurse, and then math, I was like, no, not for me. And then I realized that there's another way that you can help people, and it's by starting a business that helps them finish their projects, their ideas, mm-hmm. and still at the end of the day, give them credit for it.
Yeah.
So
it seems like you kind of started the same way that I got into finance too, is just sitting down with people and being genuinely curious and wanting to help people. So I can sit down with someone who may already have a financial advisor or whatever the case may be, but they're like, why are you sitting down with me? Why are you giving me free advice? What's going on here? It's like, well, one, I actually want to see you do well. That was the purpose why I got involved in what I'm doing today. And hopefully if I give you enough good advice down the road, if something does happen, you will come back to me. But I just genuinely want to see these people do well. And I think that's what's been the success part of my business. And it sounds like it's been the same for yours too.
Absolutely. You become that person that they call no matter what, mm-hmm. whether it's to give you business or they need help in another area. They realize that you have a network of people right. and a wealth of knowledge, and they want to tap into that. And I'll take it. I'm like,
right.
Call me. Let's figure this thing out.
Exactly.
So no, it's been great. And I think the second piece to that is I've been very intentional mm-hmm. about who I spend time with. And when I first started networking and I had no idea what I was doing, and I was so stressed out before I went to every single networking event, I used to get headaches because I was like, oh, I got to go talk to a bunch of people and I don't want to, but it has been so good. I've realized before going, sometimes I would look at to see who was attending the event mm-hmm. and I would pinpoint the people that I wanted to talk to before going. That way I kind of had my lineup in my head. I'm going to go talk to these 3 people or these 5 people, and then I can leave. Yeah. But it's being intentional has been huge. Otherwise, you just get caught up in conversations with the same people that you talk to every single time that you go to an event. Yeah. And how beneficial is that for you or for them?
Exactly. Not at all. So I actually had a lunch with he was an ex-Navy SEAL, but he's like a serial entrepreneur now. And basically what his lunch meeting was about, or presentation to all of us was, it was about prospecting, really, is what the general gist of it. What talking about networking is, don't go to these networking events just to go and mill around with the same six people that you always mill around with. Go there as a Navy SEAL to go in, pinpoint who exactly that your target is, go in, get the job done. Don't just go for a cocktail hour. Go in with an actual goal. Even if you don't have the people that you want to target down, but just at least go in with a goal. Like, hey, I'm going in, I'm going to get six business cards from these six type of people. And as soon as that's accomplished, waste no more time. You can leave whenever you want. You don't have to shut the bar down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and for me, I realized I was spending so much time going to these events, and I'd have to get a babysitter a lot of the time for my kids. And so it was taking away from time that I could be at home with them. Yeah. And so to me, that made it even more personal, where I was like, I know I need to be doing this to grow my business, but I also want to make sure that I am being intentional about it and kind of getting in and getting out. If it's a 7 to 9 event, I don't need to be there until 9 o'clock.
Right.
So.
True. I do have to say, it seems like you've done an amazing job of building a community around yourself, like finding the right people in the construction world. And if you can't do it, you can connect somebody to somebody else.
Chris was lining me up for a promotion that we're having this week. So I have actually started for the Cargo District Studios. It's called the Build Your Community Summit. So I've brought on, I guess, 18 different people. They're all giving away free business and community building information during the summit. It's January 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Okay.
So yeah, if you go to cargodistrictstudios.com, sign up now. You can actually go and sign up for the summit. And there's 6 videos a day. They're about 5 to 10 minutes long. So I took out all of the fluff of everything that you typically see online. Like, the people who want to build communities are busy people. So I don't want them sitting through like an hour per video when they could just get the information and go. But it seems like you've done a really good job of that too.
I've tried. Yeah, you've got to. In order to be able to grow your business, you can't waste a lot of time. Time is money. And especially when you're paying other people, like, I'm responsible for my employees as well. And I got to be making smart decisions. And not every decision that I make is a smart one. And I learn everything the hard way. With my business, there's no roadmap. There's nobody else doing exactly what I'm doing. There's nobody for me to follow. So it is sometimes take 10 steps forward, take 20 steps back, and just keep restarting and going, because I'm not going to fail. I'm going to grow. I'm going to franchise. It's going to be amazing.
I was actually just about to ask about that. It's like, that sounds like a great franchising opportunity.
It is. But I want to make sure that before I go down that road, I have as many of my ducks, at least in the same pond, as I can, to prevent other people. I mean, other people will make mistakes with franchising, of course, but I want to make as many of them as I can myself before franchising it, just to streamline it, make it simple, and make other people want to do it.
Yeah,
right.
You have one success, then you can have another. So that is my goal. I want to take over the whole coast at first, and then expand. But
we have a few connections in the franchising world too, so if you need any help, let us know.
Absolutely. I'm very interested in that.
Sorry, you said take over like this way, and my head just went, try to take over the world.
Yes. I think that all of the time. Yeah. I'm like, I will. I'm going to be. I want to get in with the UNCW. I've had a few meetings with them.
You need help.
I know.
When everyone moves out, you're like, yeah, this is not pretty.
I know. So that is what I want to tackle.
Yeah.
And every 5 years, I think they open it up for
RFPs.
Yes. And this is the year.
Oh, wow.
This is the year. So I'm like, that's why I'm like, okay, general contractor's license, need to get it.
Yeah.
Need to make sure I'm getting all my ducks in a row so that I can have a chance to get that business, because it is something that would be incredible, because then it would be duplicatable and a large enough contract to be able to kind of open franchising up that way.
That's great.
You're doing some great work. So, silly question, then a realistic question. All right. So outside of black being your favorite color, so what is your favorite animal? I mean, you got a little kids. I'm sure you've watched like Bluey and like Baby Shark. Has it influenced your animal choices?
No, I'm still a dog girl. I love a dog. Well, I also love elephants.
Mm-hmm. We can be friends.
Yeah.
that was the determining factor.
Yes, I love elephants. I really love all animals, sometimes until they get a little too close. Mm. We recently took the kids to the Lazy Five Ranch outside of Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You heard of that?
I have.
So it's where you drive your car through and they give you feed and these animals stick their heads into the cars. So my daughter is 2 and my son is 6. A grown zebra stuck its whole head into my daughter, my 2-year-old daughter's lap.
Oh, no.
Feed went everywhere. She smacked the zebra out of the window, which I was like, that's my girl. Like, that is my girl. And then we had to roll the windows up for probably 75% of the time the rest of the way. Yep. Because I wanted my window rolled up, except for like, you know, little Bambi. I was like, I'll throw you some feed. But the ostriches, nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
I was like,
that would scare me too. Yes. The ostriches. Yeah. Those are dinosaurs.
Yes. Yeah. So that was an adventure and me realizing that I don't like large animals too close to me.
Yeah.
From a distance, beautiful. Giraffes, beautiful. Elephants, beautiful. Next to me, nope.
Like, I know how big elephants are. Like, my fam was in Thailand and they, like, my sister got a pet, like a small elephant. And I'm like, that thing, like, its body was like as tall as she is, but like, just big.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm a wave. I'm over here.
Yeah, from a distance.
Yes. So that does lead me to a realistic question. How are you maintaining that work-life balance? Like you mentioned earlier, like you're doing what you can to be with your kids when you can. So what is that?
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I have done is I used to think that I have to do something at the same time every day to create a habit out of it. And so I used to think I have to wake up and go to the gym at 5 a.m. every day. And I was doing that and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted by the time that my kids come home. Mm-hmm. I can't keep doing it like this. So I had to start to play with my schedule a little bit, which was not easy for me because I am a creature of habit. So I like to be able to like, I like the consistency of the same time every day doing something. Mm-hmm. And now if you look at my gym schedule, I think 3 times this week I'm going at 5 a.m., but last week it was all 8:30. So I'll take my kids to school, spend time with them in the morning, and then after I drop them off, go to the gym. I've had to bump my work meetings to lunch meetings. Usually I did like a coffee and a lunch, and now I'm having to switch it to like a lunch and then an afternoon coffee or something instead of in the morning to be able to still create that time for myself. I was not creating time for myself about 6 months ago, and it was affecting everything. Mm-hmm. I thought that I didn't have the time to create time for myself, but I've realized that now that I've started to create time for myself, I have more time and I have more patience and I'm just a happier person overall. And I was scared to start going to the gym and making time for myself because I thought that I was going to be taking away from my family and from work, but really it's allowed me to give even more and to work even harder when I am in those meetings or I can put my phone down when I'm spending time with my kids. Mm-hmm. We started doing family dinners about 6 months ago, which has been great because I felt like we would come home, I would give the kids food, and then I would eat after I put them to bed. Yep. And so now I've been trying to cook every night. And I am not a good cook. So that's been challenging all in itself. A lot of the times Jeff will be like, let's just keep it simple. Like, let's not try any new recipes this week. Yeah. And although sometimes that is tough for me to hear, I do it. So we do spaghetti. We do tacos. We do breakfast for dinner a lot. Okay. Stuff that the kids will eat. And that way, while they're eating dinner, we can actually have a conversation of something other than eat your food, mm-hmm. you know, because they're enjoying it.
Yep.
But work-life balance is hard. It is hard to make time for yourself, to make time for your kids, to make time for your employees, because I also need to be going by the job sites mm-hmm. and speaking with them and creating that work culture where they want to stay and work with me. It's challenging. Some days I feel like I am doing great, and other days I feel like I'm drowning. But it just, you just every day got to keep going and continuing to try to just tweak your schedule, I think. Never getting your mind stuck. Mm-hmm. And that, and my mind was stuck for a while of thinking that I just needed to be doing certain things all of the time, and I wasn't giving myself any grace.
Yeah, that's good. And something that I heard the other day too was from Sal Frisella. So Andy Frisella's brother, who owns First Form with 75 Hard and all that stuff. Okay. And what Sal was saying is work-life balance doesn't look like, if you're looking at, so it sounds like for you and myself, so it's family, fitness, career, right? It's probably like a lot of the same things that a lot of people in the business world are doing. It doesn't look like 33, 33, 33. What it looks like is maybe this day or this week, fitness is 10%, family's 60%, and the other 30% is career. Maybe it's 80% career 1 week, and then you have 10% fitness, 10% family. But the most important part is the intentionality behind it. So maybe you only do have 10% for your family that week. So you're focused on that family for that 10%. You're not checking your phone, making sure that your emails are caught up. You're not like trying to lift a weight on the side while you're like having dinner or anything like that, but just having the true intentional focus every time you step into one of those things. And like hearing that from someone else, like really made a connection with me. And you kind of touched on that too after the last 6 months, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's huge. And I think the other thing about all of it is just communication, especially mm-hmm. with family at home. You know, how much is work draining you this week, and communicate about it. Right. Like, hey, I might be 40% at home right now because I feel like I'm drowning in my work life. And with that communication, is the other person will help step up and fill that space. And maybe they're having a rough week, and then you step up and fill that space. It's just mm-hmm. finding balance in the imbalance of our lives.
Yep.
Nice.
Tough.
Yeah.
Very true. So another realistic question, because as you've noticed, I have a lot of like,
I'm here for it.
With you've touched on this a few times throughout the episode, but what would success look like for you?
I think success to me, like there's no straight path to it. Every time that I think I know what I'm doing, I don't. But then every time that I feel successful, I notice that it comes from moments of clarity. When I realized the direction, or I realized I wanted to open my business, moment of clarity leading to success. It's clarity, it's growth, it's progress, it's momentum. I think all of those things lead to success. Success within my business is going to be me franchising, of course, having a great reputation. Having a great reputation within the community of people that I work with. And success in my family is making my kids feel loved, heard. I think that being able to actively be growing a business and contributing every day in my family life is success. I don't think success is just from one or the other. I think it's all of the things that make you whole. So taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, growing your business. And even when one thing feels like it's not going well, you're going to have success somewhere else in your life, and just focusing on that and using that momentum to just kind of keep creating a bigger and better life.
Nice.
Yeah. With all of that being said, if you were to tell your younger self one thing, what would it be?
Oh, goodness gracious. I think that the lessons in life are really hard, but from them comes great opportunities, mm-hmm. like to grow. Every single lesson that I have learned, I have used, and it has helped me grow. Every single one. I would not change anything in my life because of how much I have learned and how much I have grown. And I would not be where I was today without all of the hardships that I've had. I would not have a business. I would not have the aptitude to just be like, okay, go and let's do it. Let's see what happens. I take a lot of risks, and with risks is rewards.
Yes.
Yeah. There's someone that we follow on YouTube actually, and he was actually just saying how he had a small business that he's probably going to have to close down because he's started another business. And the way that he looks at it now is that that first business and even having to close it was the business that he needed to help him walk for him to now run with the business that he has now. So it sounds like you kind of touched on that too, where that's kind of helped you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is, to me, that is, you have to do something really hard in life. You have to, I don't want to say put down something that you love, but right. In order to be able to love something stronger, better, grow more, you've got to do hard stuff. Mm-hmm. And hard stuff's not easy, which is where that discipline that we were talking about in the beginning,
right.
That comes back. Without discipline and taking risks, you're not going to get very far in life, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Very true. So to round it out, where can people hit you up? You know, use your services, grow, kind of learn from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Instagram is probably the best way right now, which is just the name of my business, Tailored Construction Services with an underscore. My website has been under construction for 2 years, mostly because I just have not made the time to do it. And Instagram seems to be working great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But eventually my website, which is just tailoredconstructionservices.com, will be another way to reach out as well.
Perfect.
So wait, where's the underscore? At the end?
At the end.
Okay. Okay. It'll be tagged in the show notes.
Yeah.
My brain was like, underscore. Where are you putting an underscore
at
in
the
this?
End.
Okay. So sorry.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I want people to find me.
Right.
I love that. So follow the escapades, see all the fun stuff, and kind of grow with her.
Yeah. Thanks for taking some time out of your Sunday away from the family to come hang out with us and drink some whiskey.
Absolutely. Yes. It's nap time at home, so we're good.
That's perfect.
So I always forget to ask this. What are your final thoughts on this whiskey-ish?
I think it's pretty good. And I know you said you took me from like up here to down here, but maybe I'm a down here kind of girl when it comes to whiskey.
I mean,
it's good. Flavored, so that yeah. always helps. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just tastes like peach. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I mean, a little Four Loko, so a little college throwback for me. Right. Oh, no.
It surprises me because of like how sweet it is. And my brain is like, I wonder what it would taste like if I took my own whiskey and just sliced up some peaches and just let it soak in there.
It's a good idea. I have to do an infusion soon.
I think you should try it and then get back. We'll meet again.
Yeah, we'll have another one.
For that one.
We'll do, we'll do it for mint juleps in May.
There you go. I like it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So that's what I'm here for.
Perfect.
Hopefully you'll come back and see us.
Absolutely.
So, final random question. Out of the concerts going on for the Azalea Festival, which one are you going to go to?
Well, I'm not going to lie. When I saw T-Pain was coming to Wilmington, I was like, what? I mean, was it Buy You a Drink?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, it's about to get rowdy at the Azalea Festival. Yeah, like, and I am here for it. So I've already got my ticket.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. Nice. But I'll be at probably all of them.
Hmm. We should try and see if our Connect could swing some time and we can get one of them on a podcast.
Yeah.
Probably won't happen, but I can still try.
We can definitely get a giveaway going on.
Actually, that would be incredible. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, yeah.
Keep an eye out.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you want to sponsor a giveaway or anything, we're always looking.
Let us know.
I'm here for it. If we can get T-Pain on a podcast.
There we go. I'm even better with that.
He has his own Twitch.
I did, actually.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a streaming service so you can watch people chat or like play video games, but it's all online.
Oh.
So like he plays video games. He has his own podcast.
We can play Mario Kart in here. We can do like whiskey, wisdom, and Mario Kart with
T-Pain. I would totally I'm down for putting a TV up.
I've been thinking about that for months, getting a TV in here. I would also never leave. My wife would be like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. Next to you?
I have a Switch at the house. Like, it'd be a wrap.
One of the bar owners just told me the other day I'm playing Mario Kart wrong. Apparently you can play like Beerio Kart.
Oh, what? Yeah. So like each lap you finish, you have to like drink, but you can't finish the game unless you're finished with your beer.
Yes. That sounds risky.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But you also can't drink your beer while you're driving. So you quite literally have to like time it out perfectly, like pause and drink.
You need a hat.
Like, oh, yeah.
See, that's the way to do it.
That's too smart. I would just be like, start the race, just chug it, and be like, all right, let's go.
Just give me a can.
So ridiculous. Well, thank you so much for hopping on, Taylor.
Absolutely.
It was a blast. Sorry that was all.
It was my pleasure.
Everywhere.
It's kind of like being around your kids all over the place.
Yeah.
Especially the later that you come on to this podcast, the more you've been drinking all day. So
I loved it. It was great.
So yeah, you guys check it out. We'll post this on YouTube and we're on all of your traditional podcast apps, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a like, comment, share, subscribe. We'll catch you in the next one.
Cheers.
Cheers.